Good morning, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, and good morning.
Good morning, Jasmine. I have been working with the computer trying to get it set up, and it's running smoothly, so thank you.
All right, I'm glad.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakora. Anna Bakora, Gedula Chemincha, Tati, Sera, Alephat Gimel Yutap Sadi. The letters of the month of Tibet, Tibet that created the planet Shabtai. The planet Saturn, and the iron that created the constellation Gedi, the goat, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the iron and the bet have a gematria of 72, which connects us to the sephira of Chachma, which is wisdom. I'm getting a bit of static. So please mute your phones by pressing star 6. When you want to ask a question, you'll be able to do so by pressing star 6 again. Kabel rinat amcha sagbenu tacharenu no ra kufre shayin sintet nun. Na gibor dor shehud ha kevavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kav shin parchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tami gam le betet resh sadi tav gimel chasin kadosh berov tuha na el adata tet kuf bet tet nunayan yachid ge'e lamcha penei Zogre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayin, V'rav chesed v'emet, notzer chesed l'alavim, nosea on v'afesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the years. 5777 is where we will start. We will also do that with some of the earlier years. 5777 is the year of the goats, and we will read two verses that connect to that energy. One is, or the first that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor o yevai shinam. When we take the first letter of these, the words of this verse, we're able to permute it into three Hebrew words, Satz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the words of the verse, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, because concealed in that verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku ka asher asitem. Ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is the year of the pause. We also have two verses that connect to that year, that energy. And the first of those two verses is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat willo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechaskum acheshem halavim ad kelo tam lacha biad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halavim Yishrei levav leitkadesh meha kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these 25 words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai yohe wahe la la he wa 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 Yo la yo ala me, hey hey hey, aka a re ka ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba adonai yo he wa he, ade ad ki bi a yo he, adonai yo he wa he. Sur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo kishe mimeni lo tarpeni adbili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iya. Asher yitabe sham washavtem Eli el nahon Wehalati item Wehayim yeshno Varets vichipasti O to bekol alfe yifuda. And the third verse, Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetzah Yoved Roav Yomru Ayo. In the verse from the year 5774, there's only one verse, and it connects to the energy of that year, which is peace in the Middle East. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam Timakom Leamil Yisrael Untati v'shatan Tata v'lo yirgaz Od v'lo yosifu V'nei avla l'anoto Ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, which has the energy of certainty, so that we can connect to that energy of certainty. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitilu Erchimud Hilu Hilu Erchimud Le'akta L'shem Yud Hei B'vav Hei Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'mud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bechama Atar Tanenan dekucha, Barichu kolma diaved leila witata, kolaihu kishot viovada, dikshot velet lachmila, vialma divae, parnash ledahya leya. Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehab Kulhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzterich Bialma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And now we'll scan the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left today, the 24th day of Tevet, Rabbi Naftali Katz, the Baal HaTanya, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, Rabbi Meir Eisenstadt, Rabbi Abraham Do Beresh Flam, Rabbi Moshe Yosef Teitelbaum, Rabbi Shmuel Borenstein, Rabbi Abraham Shmuel Binyamin, the Sofer, the Divrei Sofer, Rabbi Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Biederman, the Lidlover Rebbe, Rabbi Mordechai Gifter, Rabbi Moshe Akiva Tikhonchinsky, and because we will not have a class this evening, I'm going to read also this Tzaddikim that we would normally read on the 25th of Tevet, which starts at sundown tonight. Rabbi Yechiel Michel Tukat Shinsky, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a continuing the study of the Shareg Kiddushah. We which is part of the writings from the Ari. You will find it on row 13 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The second column from the left. When that opens up, scroll down to it where it says Share Kiddusha Part 1, Gate 1, hyphen Class 2. And that will open up to where we will begin. As an aside, I'm reminding you that last week we read the introduction both from the translator and from Rabbi Chaim Vital. And I remind you that there was some reference in those introductions to being careful, as the power of this information is quite extensive. And what I also reminded you, what my teachers had told me, which is that during our generation, no one will be able to utilize that power for evil purposes. But that's a decision you have to make for yourself. Clarification of the damage through men's sins with regard to the mitzvot. I will make known to you and enlighten you on the greatness of the evil in doing one of the negative commandments of God, one of the negative mitzvot. There are 365 negative mitzvot, which we should not do, or in refraining from fulfilling one of the 248 positive mitzvot, which it is recommended strongly that we do. It is known to men of understanding, the body of a man is not the man himself. Rather, the body is called the flesh of the man, as it is written, skin and flesh you have clothed me, and with bones and sinews you have covered me. Which implies the flesh, etc., is just a garment. It is also written, on the flesh of a man do not anoint, which implies the body is just the flesh of a man, but not the man himself. So the man is the inner part, but the body is a kind of garment which the intellectual soul wears. And this will be explained later, as it is the man himself. After death, the intellectual soul sheds the garment of the body and wears a different spiritual garment in its place. It is thus written, remove the soiled garments, and you shall be clothed in fine robes. These fine robes are called the rabbinical cloak, Chalucha de Rabbanan in Aramaic. Just like for the garment of a person's body, the tailor will make it in the form of the body, so too the Holy One, blessed be He, made the body, which is the garment of the soul, in the form of the soul, with 248 limbs and 365 gedim, arteries, sinews, and veins. The latter serve to hold together the body and to circulate the blood and the life force from limb to limb in the form of tubes. After the formation of the physical body, he blew into it the soul of life, which includes 248 spiritual limbs and 365 spiritual gedim, which wear the corresponding 248 limbs and 365 gedim of the body. In this way, the soul's limbs perform their work through the tools, which are the body's limbs, like a hammer in the hand of a craftsman. The proof of this is that the limbs of the body can perform deeds only as long as the soul is inside it. The eye sees and the ears hear, etc. But when the intellectual soul leaves the body, such as during sleep, this is why dreams are mostly nonsense. The eyesight stops and all the other senses of the 248 limbs become annulled. The person is not properly aware of touch, etc., in his limbs. As an unwritten commentary, dreams are not nonsense, but they are metaphors. And as such, they do not make sense on a literal level. And Rabbi, I believe this is the translator who's saying that they're nonsense, because most of the Western world deals with logic, not metaphors. In a similar manner, the 365 spiritual gedim of the soul wear the 365 physical gedim of the body, which circulate the food of the body, namely the blood, along with the inner spiritual food inside it, to sustain the 248 spiritual limbs of the body. I.e., the physical blood carries both the physical food for the body and the spiritual food for the soul. After death, there is no more life force to the body, and the body's gedim dismantle, decay, and disappear, just like its 248 limbs, and it is as if they never existed. Please hold on. I'm back. Hence, the man himself is only the intellectual soul, which enters and wears the body, which is considered its garment in this world. And I am adding, this is a very important spiritual law. Our body is not who we are. Our body is a garment that our soul wears. We are our soul. And in fact, we are many parts of our soul. But it will get confusing unless you study the reincarnation books, Gates. And know that after the sin of Adam, Harishon, the first man, which was eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, his soul and body also, along with all the worlds, became mixed, each one with good and evil. Before the sin, he was only good. This is the Zuhamas, Hanachash, the impurity of the snake, injected into Chava, into Eve, and also into Adam. And through the evil and the impurity which he injected into them, he caused them sicknesses, afflictions, death for their soul and their body. And this is what is written, on the day you shall eat from it, you shall surely die. And it says, die, you will die, duplicating the word die. The Hebrew word for death is repeated to indicate death of the soul as well as death of the body. We will clarify what is this matter of good and evil which was mixed in them. Examine what we wrote later in part 3 in gate 2. excuse me, part 3, gates 2 and 3, and you will understand what we are writing in this gate. And it's highly recommended to start from part 3, gate 1. And as recommended, this is a link to part 3, gate 1. And you will be able to return to this location. We are going to do that, going to part 3, gate 1. And this is the introduction to the mystical worlds. Behold, the supernal creator which created all the worlds is referred to as an En Sof, without end. And he does not have any representation whatsoever, not by name, not by letter, not even by a crown of a letter. Therefore, even contemplating him is forbidden, since contemplating what is impossible to comprehend can damage a person. He created 5 worlds. This one is a soul to the next, and the next to the next. They are, 1, Adam Kadmon, the primordial man, which is mentioned in the book of Tikkunim, the rectifications, the Tikkuni Zohar. And in the wording of the masters, it is called Tzach-Tzachut. And I am adding, the purest of the pure. 2, the second is the world of Atzilut, emanation. 3, third is the world of Briah, creation. 4, fourth is the world of Yetzirah, formation. 5, fifth is the world of Asiya, action. And I am adding, as taught above, the worlds are one within the other. This means that Adam Kadmon is the most internal, and the world of Asiya is the most external. These 5 worlds together are called one name of God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, because the crown on the Yud is Adam Kadmon in a Torah scroll. The Yud has a tiny spike, which is called the crown. The Yud is Atzilut. The first He is Briah. The Vav is Yetzirah. And the last He is Asiya. And since Adam Kadmon is its most great concealment, does not have a full letter, but rather just a crown on the Yud, because the En Sof does not even have a crown. Therefore, we only mention the 4 worlds, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya, because they are complete letters, and the 4 of them together are called one name of God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And I am adding, thus we learn that there are 6 worlds, and this is important to know when one is learning Kabbalah. These 4 are also divided into 9 levels. They are 1, Chachma, 2, Bina, 3 to 8 are the 6 edges of Tiferet, and the 9th is Malchut. So these 4 are called the 4 upper foundations, which are the 4 worlds, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya, which are divided into 9 Sephirot. However, the crown of the Yud, which is Adam Kadmon, the 5th and highest world, includes all of them, and in it alone is the root of all the 4 upper foundations, which are the 4 worlds. Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Therefore, we find that always there is no more than 4 foundations only. Another general principle is that the En Sof is never included in any calculation at all. And an unwritten commentary. The four worlds times the nine levels is 36, which explains to you why there are 36 concealed tzaddikim and 36 revealed tzaddikim. Continuing to read. The note, God could have created the worlds in a totally incomprehensible infinite way, but instead decided to create the worlds in a humanly comprehensible and structured manner. On this, the Ramchal writes in Dat Tevunot, certainly God could have established the world through his omnipotent system in such a way that everything would be totally incomprehensible to us, not before, not after, without cause, and without effect. If he had done so, no one would be able to open their mouths, for we would not be able to understand anything whatsoever. But because he wanted us to understand a bit of his ways and attributes, on the contrary, he very much wants us to exert ourselves on this. And after the Ein Sof are the worlds. At first they are one group, and they are one name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Afterwards it divides into four foundations, except for their root, which is Adam Kadmon, the crown of the Yud, which is the tenth Sephirah, higher than all of them, and it is called Keter, crown. And afterwards, these four foundations divide into nine Sephirot, as mentioned. Note, God manifests himself only through these ten Sephirot. For if he would manifest through the infinite Ein Sof, we would all be destroyed by the intensity of his presence. Each Sephirah has a particular property, which that world reflects. For example, the second world, Atzilut, corresponds to the Sephirah of Chachmah, of wisdom. So God's wisdom, as it manifests in the creation, functions throughout this world. The five worlds together are like an infinite computer, except the components are not computer chips, but sensitive, intelligent beings based on the inner space writings by Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan. Behold, all these divisions can be grouped into two main divisions. They are one, the emanator, the creator, and all the emanations, the creations. And this is what is written in Perkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Until the world was created, he, who in Hebrew, and his name were one. Because the Ein Sof, which is called who in Hebrew, and the created, which are included in his name, which is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, everything was one because the flame was hidden in the ember. The worlds did not yet emanate from the Ein Sof. From the translator. The five worlds, and here is a chart of correspondences. A world representation of the Sephirah. Okay, the correspondence, I didn't create a matrix, but you can follow it from the words here. There, the first thing that will be written is world, and then the representation, and then the Sephirah, and then the spiritual level, and finally the soul. The spiritual level will be explained later. So the world, the highest world, is Adam Katmon. It is the crown on the Yud. It is the Keter. And it is the Echidah, or unity, in the level of soul. The next world down is Atzilut, which is emanation. It is the Yud itself of the four letters. It is Chachma, wisdom, and it is Chaya, living, in the level of the soul. The next level down, number three, is Beriah, creation, which is the higher Hay, which is Bina, understanding. And in the level of soul, it is Neshama, which translates as soul. The fourth level is Yetzirah, formation. The Vav contains six Sephirot. It represents the Ruach, or the spirit, in the level of the soul, and it is the wind. The lowest level is Asiyah, action. Our world, the lower Hay, it is Malchut, it is the Nefesh, which is the life force essence. Behold, we have explained that all the worlds are included in the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which divides into four foundations and ten Sephirot. Likewise, each world subdivides in this manner. For example, the world of Atzilut, which is the letter Yud, which is called Chachma, divides into all the levels that we have explained, and it contains one complete Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which divides into four foundations and ten complete Sephirot, in the exact manner mentioned above, for all the worlds in their totality. And it is this way for all the five worlds mentioned. And in this way it continues to go and subdivide in absolute divisioning until we find that even in this lowly world, there is no tiny creature which does not contain the complete four letters Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and the complete ten Sephirot. And all this is in order to teach that everything was created by the power of the Emanator. May he be blessed, and that there is no other power. My commentary. Learn this well. Every blade of grass, or every insect, or every creature, animal, or every rock or mountain or river has ten Sephirot and four foundations within it. The foundations are also called the four phases, as taught by Rabbi Ashlag. One way to understand the Sephirot is the stages in the process, while the four foundations is the actual process that moves from one stage to another. Another introduction, which is that all these classes and levels from the heights of Adam Katmon until the depths of this lowly world, all of them are each higher than the next, and each more inner than the next, because the higher one, Midlabesh, enters and wears inside the lower one, like the soul to the body. However, not the entire higher one wears the lower one, but rather only a specific lower level of the upper one. The Malchut wears the entire lower level, lower one. And likewise in this manner until the end of the worlds, in such a way that all the worlds, whether together in totality or whether in each level, subdivisioning, everything is in this manner. Because this one is higher than the next and more inner until they are like all alike. Until they are all like layers of clothing, each to the next, to the En Sof, which is innermost and highest, and the soul of all the souls. For example, light from the En Sof wears all of Adam Katmon, like a soul wears a body. Then the lowest part of Adam Katmon wears all of Atzilut in the same way. Then Atzilut wears Bria, etc. Until Asiya is the outermost shell, which contains inside it the lowest parts of all the worlds. And from the En Sof, also note that this En Sof, which is innermost to all the worlds, is actually light from the Torah, which is rooted in the En Sof and Rashash. Oh, this comes from the Rashash's writings. However, in each of the five worlds, there is a difference in the branching out of the lights, until where they reach, in order that there should be a difference between each one. And likewise, there is another difference in the subdivisions of the four foundations in each world, and also the subdivisions, but this is not the place to clarify this matter. And I am adding, one way to visualize this idea that the garment is partly on the soul and partly off the soul is to have 10 circles that expand like a telescope tube. The innermost tube is smaller in diameter than the outer level. With this in mind, the innermost telescope is called Malchut. And generally, the outer circle is not being worn by the Malchut, but the Keter of the garment covers the Malchut, while the other 9 levels are not being worn like a garment, but move up and down with empty space within them. I do hope that paragraph is helpful to you. Therefore, we find that just like in the branching out of the lights from above to below, there is no Sephirah which is not included by 10 Sephirot, and each of those subdivides further to thousands and tens of thousands of Sephirot, each subdivision being 10 Sephirot only. Likewise, in the matter of the branching of the lights from inside to outside in this manner, because the innermost of all of them is called Keter, and outside it Chachma, and outside that Bina, and outside that the 6 edges, the Sephirot of Tiferet, and the outermost of all Malchut, and likewise all the levels subdivide in this manner to thousands and tens of thousands of subdivisions. And since the explanation of this is clear to us, except for the matter of Asiya, the 5th and lowest world, therefore we will explain its matter with absolute conciseness, what is needed for the subject matter here. Please note that the rest of Gate 1 is very difficult. One should not spend too much time trying to understand every detail. Behold, there are 7 firmaments in our world, which is Asiya. The highest one is called Aravot, because it includes the first 3 Sephirot of Asiya. They are the Galgal Sechel, the sphere of intellect, the Galgal Mokif, the surrounding sphere, and the Galgal Matzalot, the sphere of the constellations. And the 5 spheres, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, the Sun, and Venus, correspond to the Sephirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, And the sixth sphere, which is Yesod, includes Mercury and the Moon. Somehow these planets are relay stations for the lights of Asiyah. From here is the basis of ancient astrology to determining future events through astronomical observation. Since the supernal lights must pass first through these stations, the last firmament is called Vilon. It does not have an active function because it is the Sephirah of Malchut of Asiyah, and it itself subdivides into 10 Sephirot. And they are Vilon, which is Keter of it, and the four foundations of the lower world, fire, wind, water, and earth, which are Chachma, which is fire, Bina, which is wind, and the six edges of Tiferet, water, and Malchut, earth. Therefore, we find that the Malchut of the Malchut, since the first Malchut is Vilon, and the second is earth, is the foundation of earth, which is the Kli, the container and form for the entire world. And in this foundation of earth are found all the derivatives, the creatures, the animals, the rocks, etc., which each include all of the four foundations mentioned, fire, wind, water, and earth. In the Sod, the secret meaning of everything was from the earth. And I am adding, it is important to understand that Hebrew astrology is a science and very accurate. Yet no Hebrew astrologer will ever tell the client a future event. I lost my place. There it is. And in this foundation of earth are found all the derivatives, the creatures, the animals, the rocks, etc., which each include all the four foundations mentioned, fire, wind, water, and earth. In the Sod, the secret meaning of everything was from the earth. And I am adding, it is important to understand that Hebrew astrology is a science and very accurate. Yet no Hebrew astrologer will ever tell the client a future event. It is always phrased in a series of potential events. To summarize, the fifth world splits into 10 Sephirot, i.e. the seven firmaments. These are like the universe, the receptacle of time and space. Next, the lowest firmament, Vilon, splits into another 10 Sephirot, which are the building blocks for all the matter and creatures in this world. We have clarified the matter from top to bottom. Behold, it occurs similarly from inside to outside. Behold, the foundation of earth also internally includes 10 Sephirot, and the Keter of them. The Keter of them is innermost of all and is called the class of Yehidah, of the foundation of earth. Outside it is the Sephirah of Chachmah, which is the class of Chaya, and outside it is Bina, which is Neshama, and outside it is the six edges of Tiferet, which are Ruach. Outside it, it is Malchut, which is Nefesh of the foundation of earth. And this Malchut also subdivides internally to its 10 Sephirot, and the external, most Malchut of them, is the foundation of earth itself, the physical, which has no spirituality, but is rather base physical, which is called domem, silent, as in rocks. And everything inside the outermost malchut of earth is called the soul of the Delmem. It comes out from this that the foundation of earth is the soul of the Delmem. It comes out from this that the foundation of earth has a body, which is the outermost malchut, and also a spiritual soul corresponding to the inner layers of Sephirot. Inside. And in a similar manner for the foundation of water, because the external most malchut of all of them within the foundation of water is called the water of growth and is called someach, plant. And everything that is inside is called the soul of someach. And in a similar manner for the foundation of wind and the foundation of fire, which is chai, animal and medaber, speaking, human. And the four of them together are the four foundations, complete with all their internal splitting. The domem, the nefesh, the body of earth with the soul of earth. The tzomeach, the ruach, the body of water, plus the soul, the chai, the neshama, the body of wind, plus the soul, and the midaber, the chaya, the body of fire, plus the soul, and the vilon, the yeshida. And this is what you will find in the words of the philosophers, which are named powers. They say that the soul of the tzomeach, the soul of water in plants, has the power of sustenance, generating energy, and the power of drawing, such as drawing water and minerals through its roots, and the power of nourishment, and the power of expulsion of waste. And likewise, they said about the soul of Chaya, the soul of wind in animals, which has the power of movement and feeling, because it has in it the power of awareness and the power of imagination and the power of mental picturing, etc. And in this manner for all of them. What comes out of all this is that also the outermost malchut of each class, the class of earth, the class of water, etc., behold, it is the body of that class, with the rest being the soul of that class. However, it is not called the true physical base body, except the outermost malchut of all of the world of Asiya. From top to bottom, and from inside to outside. And to this point alone is the foundation of earth, the base and totally physical, and it is the most base and physical body of all the worlds. For example, the world of Asiya is the Malchut, the 10th Sephirah of the five worlds in the primary 10 Sephirot. It splits to 10 Sephirot, the 10 servant firmaments, and with the Malchut being Vilon. And Vilon further splits into 10 Sephirot within the Malchut, being the foundation of earth. And the foundation of earth splits internally twice. And the final Malchut, which is also the outermost layer in the body of the foundation of earth. This pure physical earth is the body of all the worlds, since it is the final and most external of the Sephirot. So the world, just like human beings, have a body and different soul levels. As we'll see in a human being, the soul cannot elevate itself or bring down spiritual energy without the actions of the body down here. Likewise, all the spiritual worlds above need the actions of its body. For example, actions in our physical world for bringing down its spiritual energy. This occurs only through the actions of man. So even though our world is the bottom of the barrel in terms of spirituality, nevertheless, it is the switchboard of everything. This is also why man has a physical body. It is not a deficit over the angels, but rather an advantage. Since he includes in himself all the worlds, then he must also include this physical body. And therefore he has a physical body with all levels of physicality, the inanimate, the plant, the animal, etc. That's the end of this section. We can return to where we left off, and this is where we will pick up next week. Does anyone have any questions? Classes this coming week. Today at 2 p.m., we will have a basic class here in Atlanta. It's basic class number 6. It's Binding by Striking Part 2. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 1:30. My mistake, at 4:30 West Coast time. We will have mini Zohar classes. And at 7 o'clock on Monday, we will have an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, a Tikkuni Es Zohar class. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers. Thursday is a very important day. The 7 o'clock class is Rosh Chodesh information. Rosh Chodesh this week is Saturday. Since it is Shabbat, we will not be having a Rosh Chodesh connection. But you need the information as to how to perform your personal Rosh Chodesh connection. And that will be provided this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. The 4:30 class on Thursday will be an advanced reincarnation class. This coming Saturday at 6 p.m. West Coast time, we will do Havdalah plus third meal. And at 7 p.m., we will do a Zohar class for the new Parashah, which will be the Parashah of Bo. And next week, we will make a connection to the holiday of Tu Bishvat by preparing for the Shabbat of Tu Bishvat. I wish you all a good week, Shavua Tov, and much peace in your life. Shalom.
Shavua Tov, thank you.
Thank you. Shalom to all.
Mm-hmm.